Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
We are still pecking away. That's the way I describe it. Pecking away at the last two verses of the book of Malachi, taking us a little bit further each broadcast as we push our thoughts closer and closer to the end. But these are verses that are loaded with truth and filled with insight and deserving of careful examination and application, not only to the people of God in Malachi's day, but even more importantly, to the people of America in our day. And so as you have joined us on this Thursday, April 16, we thank you for doing so. We thank you for helping us with the cost of maintaining the broadcast on this station. And we turn once again to the final two verses of the prophecy of Malachi, the final two verses of the Old Testament scriptures. And here we hear God saying, "Behold, I send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse." Now, I have characterized these last two verses in this way, as you know, that here is a remedy for a wayward society. Here's what is needed to recover a wayward society from its spiritual decline. A wayward society is a fitting description for Israel in the days of Malachi, and I believe that a wayward society is a fitting description for the United States of America today. And so there were some specific things here that apply to Israel, but there are broad applications that I think we can apply to our situation today. But what's the remedy? Number one is receive the messenger sent by God. God here promises to send Elijah the prophet before the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And we've examined that carefully and have discovered in the New Testament that this is a prophecy concerning the coming of John the Baptist, an Elijah-like prophet who will come before Messiah. And that is what Malachi is talking about. We wouldn't know that if we didn't have the New Testament scriptures to enlighten us concerning that, but because we do, then we can understand exactly what he was saying. So number one is receive the messenger sent by God. In Malachi's situation, in Malachi's day, it was specifically Israel received Malachi sent by God. And then 400 plus years later, in the first century, the application is receive John the Baptist, a messenger sent by God. And of course, following John the Baptist, Jesus the Christ, the ultimate messenger sent by God. But the broader application is, in every day, in every time, if there's going to be a recovery of society to spiritual life and vitality, there must be a desire to receive the Word of God and to receive it from the messengers who are appointed by God to deliver it. First, those messengers who wrote the scriptures, to receive it as it is, in fact, the Word of God. as it claims to be, the Word of the living God, not simply the words of men, though it is that, but alongside that, at the same time, the words of the living God. But beyond that, who also receive with gratitude, with respect, those messengers whose life is given to understanding and proclaiming and explaining the Word of God. The messengers that God sends to us in our community, in our life, in our churches, in order to help us to understand the Word of God. So number one, receive the messenger sent by God. Number two, reform the institutions established by God. And that takes us now to verse 6. It tells us, when this one comes, behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers. Now, I think most people who study that passage come to the same conclusion, namely that God, through Malachi, is talking about human families, fathers and children, a family unit. And of course, I don't need to tell you that when societies decline spiritually, one of the evidences is the destruction of families. And we certainly see that going on in America today. The decline of strong families, of enduring families, of whole families, complete families with father and mother and children, has been one of the characteristics of our society and is both an evidence of spiritual decline and a contributing factor to additional spiritual decline. It's a rather cyclical matter. But that is true in every age, in every society. Strong homes strengthened society. Weak homes, a weakened society. Now, I don't need to tell you that there are a few people who have suggested that Malachi is not talking here about what we call today the nuclear family. That's a phrase that has been assigned to it in recent decades. But it's rather talking about Israel's forefathers, the fathers of the covenant that pertain to Israel's national religion. And so let's look at that briefly. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to their fathers. In other words, the spiritual fathers, the forefathers of Israel, will be turned to their children, that is, their spiritual children, and the children's hearts will be turned to their fathers. Well, that would certainly describe a revival, a reformation. But the problem is, it's hard to figure this out because at the time this was written, all of the original forefathers of Israel, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the patriarchs is the word I was trying to call up, all of the patriarchs are gone and have been long gone. And it would be very hard to identify exactly who these forefathers would be in Malachi's day or in John the Baptist's day. So even though that is an interesting thought, it to my mind, it doesn't really hold up to an examination of the text, and so that takes us back then to the idea of human families, which, you remember, in Malachi's day had been damaged by mixed marriages and an increasing rate of divorce. They had been damaged by many Israelites marrying pagan wives who brought their idols into their homes and did spiritual damage to the home and certainly to the children that were born. And there was an increased rate of divorce as Jewish men were divorcing their Jewish wives so that they could marry these pagan women who evidently appeared to be more attractive, more alluring, more tempting from a physical standpoint, from a romantic standpoint, I suppose, if you're using the word romance in the smallest sense of the term, the most immediate sense of the term, rather than a good relationship over a long period of time. But that's what was going on in Israel's day, and so it would be not at all surprising that God would talk about the need to restore families that were damaged by this illegal activity. And when I say illegal, it was contrary to the law of God. And so that needs to be done. And it was still problematic in Christ's day. We find Christ dealing with the problem of divorce in his day. We find the religious leaders in Christ's day asking him about divorce and about the legitimacy of divorce and the conditions under which divorce could properly be enacted. And so there was a real need in that day. And so when this Elisha-like prophet that prepares the way for Christ comes, he's going to strengthen these relationships, turn the hearts of the fathers to their children. Fathers, when it's in the plural, can sometimes indicate both fathers and mothers. So turn the hearts of fathers and mothers to their sons and daughters, and to remove the problem of the generation gap, which is really nothing more, this problem of teenage rebellion and so forth is nothing more than a sin problem, of course. And not always totally sin on the parts of the young people in their rebellion, though often that's a great part of it, maybe the biggest part of it in most cases, but not the totality of it, and in some cases maybe even not the major part of it, because sin on the part of the parents contributes to this. And the revival that Malachi prophesies that will be carried out, led by the work of this Elijah, like prophet, is going to replace these problems in the home with love and respect and the obedience of children to their parents and the loving respect and unselfish behavior of the parents toward the children. And the result is going to be restored, strong, godly families. And that is the reformation of God-designed institutions. One of them, at least, the home. And, of course, there are others. God instituted the home. It needs to function the way God instructed. God instituted the church. It needs to function the way God instructed. God instituted government, the state, and it needs to function the way that God designed it. God instituted commercial relationships, employers, employees, and so forth, and those relationships need to function the way that God designed them. And when a society is wayward, all of these institutions come under great strain, and they need to be reformed. They need to be restored. Now, obviously, I can't by myself restore all of these things in my society, but I can work at reforming those that I am responsible for, and work appropriately and pray for those that I'm not personally responsible for. And remember that reformation follows transformation. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.